You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 109, Born Under a Lucky Star. And welcome to episode 109. I am Paul French, and today I am, it's my mom's birthday boy. So happy birthday to my mom.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Mama
happy birthday.
French.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay!
And the kid, you know, she did the whole thing upright. She was all smooches for the grandparents, and but most importantly, this morning, as we fell back with the whole daylight savings time coming to an end, she actually slept in.
Oh, there's a gift.
Oh, seriously, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. So that's me for this week.
Well, I did give Jan the advice of children's Benadryl.
Yes, she mentioned that. Fortunately, it never quite came to that.
Oh, okay. Just a couple drops, that's all I'm saying. I am Darren Noel, and I am Never Let Me Babysit Boy. I have a creative solution to child rearing problems, anyway.
Children's Benadryl, yeah.
Yeah, for the win, baby.
Yikes, yikes. Oh, I'm Matt Kramer, and today I am Deja Vu Boy, because I swear I've talked about this issue before.
Indeed.
What?
Yes. That's episode 30 of the Shades Journal.
There you go.
Ah.
What's old is new again.
Yes.
And I am Scott Coles, and I am clearly doesn't listen to Matt's podcast, boy. Oh. Sorry.
Okay. I'll forgive you.
Thank you.
Oh,
feel the love. Feel the love.
I don't even listen to our podcast, let alone.
There you go. But you know, you do listen to it at least once.
I
know.
Live it. I don't
while,
have to
while
listen.
You're in it, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, I have to listen while I'm in it too. You're well, asking an awful
hey,
lot.
Hey, why start now?
It's not paid gigs, right?
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
All right.
Nothing but quality. Nothing but quality.
That's right. So, I'm looking. I'm not seeing anything in the way of news.
Just Adventure 520 came out.
No good news is good news.
Yes, that's right. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I don't know if anyone, Matt, obviously you have.
Gary, yeah. Good news.
Mm-hmm. I read it. It's pretty much what we've come to expect from Adventure so far.
Who did
Kevin
the art?
Sharp was back.
Oh, that's
The story was a good wrap up to the first arc. It featured what we all knew was coming with Lightning Lad.
Yep.
Wow.
So
did
I mean,
did he bite it? Did he crack it? Did he, you know, kick it?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
He ate it. The big dirt nap.
But they don't bury him. They put him in that weird, like, static cling bubble.
Like you do.
Yeah.
It's
isn't
like
that
CSI.
Weird, folks, in fiction when, you know, someone's dead but no one can, you know, be bothered to actually give them a burial? It's still kind of disturbing.
it's like that was what they put Spock in, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They just shot him into space.
Right.
It's because they know. And it's like, he could come back. We better,
he'll
not,
be back.
Better not bury him. It'll be easier if he just gets out of the space capsule.
Yeah. The whole Snow White thing is very disturbing.
I suppose it kind of messes with the whole continuity of things when you say, screw it, they cremated him this time.
Oh, yeah, that would be... Now, there's something someone can't write themselves out of.
I was going to say, I can see Paul Levitz doing that to himself. He'd say, now there's a challenge.
The answer is Prodi 3.
Exactly. He's like, write your way out of this one, Levitz.
It was my long-lost triplet. Yeah, that's it.
I'm a Prodi from the Triplicate Girl planet. I'm a car guy Prodi.
That's the ticket.
Yeah.
Oh man. So hey, speaking of Proteus and all that kind of stuff, and I'll have to check that issue out. I'm behind. I got like there's like 3 weeks of books sitting waiting for me at the store.
Oof.
Oh yeah. Oh,
an
yeah.
expensive one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you know, and I know like I heard some good things about the Supergirl annual too, but
oh yeah, it was awesome.
And I'm looking forward to checking it out. Hey, speaking of which.
Oh yeah.
Speaking of Supergirl, apparently Sterling Gates gonna be leaving the book.
Oh.
And Jamal Igel as well.
Oh.
This was on Comic Book Resources. I'm not sure exactly when. Actually, Valerie sent an email with the info, but it, Nick Spencer.
I believe it's after the current arc.
It's with issue 60.
Okay.
Yeah, so we still got several issues to go. Like this isn't right away, but it's going to be Nick Spencer writing, and of course he's the guy who is currently he writes Morning Glories, and he's also writing the Jimmy Olsen.
The guy who's currently writing everything.
Yeah, exactly. He seems to be the golden boy right now, and so he's going to be taking over the book, and Bernard Chang is going to be the artist.
Awesome.
Chang's all right.
Oh yeah. No, it's. I'd say you know, and Amy Reeder's still going to be doing the covers. So
awesome.
I'm not seeing it as a bad thing.
It's just that I mean, in that book was floundering for so very long, and then Sterling Gates and Jamal came on, and they've really brought it back to the point where you might actually read it.
Oh yeah.
And now, I don't know enough about these new guys to say anything, but it just sucks to see them go. Because he obviously had a really good handle on Supergirl.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
They took it from a book I dropped at issue 6 to one that was near the top of my stack every
time
it came out.
They took it from an incoherent, sloppy mess. Honestly, that book was a friggin' mess.
I'm sorry, are you talking about Supergirl or Titans?
Ooh. Oh, no, you know what?
Or Darren Saturday Night.
Bazinga.
Don't make me take my earrings out, okay? I will do it.
So, no, seriously, as bad as Titans has been over the last few years, Supergirl before Sterling and Jamal came on that book was far worse. Far, far worse.
I'll admit I did read the issue that had Resurrection Man in it.
Yeah, that one was kind of neat. But it's still, it's like the whole... You know, it was like they never really found a thread for the story, right?
Right.
And I mean, you know, as bad as Titans was, you know, they had a thread. It wasn't necessarily one you wanted to follow.
But yeah, they can't blame it all on kryptonite poisoning.
Yeah. Oh, it was just such a mess, and it was just so horribly inconsistent, and so. You know, when they came on and gave it focus, and it was a focus that you felt in the first issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was
that first issue was awesome.
It was fantastic, and it was just you read that issue, and it was like finally, and so to me that says that what was going on before in that book wasn't just incoherent story arcs, but even the issues were just all messed up, and you know this one they really took it somewhere, and hey, it's been a nice long run. You know, let's not complain because you know these days you know for. Team to be on a book for 30 odd issues, it's still, you know, it's
practically a miracle.
Oh, yeah. seriously, and they did incredible work. You know, and really made Supergirl a really cool character again, and not cool enough that she can get her DVDs named after her. Oh yeah, I went there.
There's a line between cool and marketability. It's impossible to surpass.
But I'll say the book probably sold better when they came onto it than it was selling before that. You know, and part of that comes in with sort of tying it into things, and but even with some of the missteps in the Superman books lately, it was always the strongest in the chain as the story sort of continued throughout. And it seems like they're leaving her in pretty good hands. I mean, Spencer's a guy who what I've read of him, I've quite enjoyed. I'm loving what he's doing with that Jimmy Olsen backup. And
co-feature.
Yeah, whatever. And Morning Glories has been interesting so far. And you know, he writes some interesting dialogue. I kind of like where he's going with some of his storylines, and I think it'll be interesting. At least it seems that they're, you know, they didn't sort of just throw anyone on the book. And you know, and like I say, like it's as Matt said. I mean, this guy's writing a lot of stuff right now. I think he also did the there was a Power Man series that ties into that whole Daredevil Michigas that's going on over at Marvel.
Michigas? Really? Did you go there?
I know, right?
Wow.
What is Shadowland or Shadowville?
Yeah, Shadowland.
Shadowhawk.
Yeah, I don't know. Shadow something.
No, the other one.
Yeah.
Well, Shadow Fist.
I don't think it's far off.
I know.
Now we're talking what Darren said.
Hey.
Yeah. So anyway, so I thought that was very interesting because yeah, Supergirl's been a solid book. What I didn't see in the article, because it was really focusing on the incoming team, is so what's Sterling Gates doing next? Because I've really enjoyed his stuff, and that's a guy I'd like to follow, and also Jamal.
Yeah, I'm sure think it's been announced yet. Yeah, they're going to put them on something else. I can't imagine them.
I would love to see them put on something together again anything. Because I think they work together really well. You know, when we interviewed Jamal back in March, one of the things that he said was, you know, he really liked sort of working with a writer where, you know, where it was a real collaboration. And because, you know, Jamal's got ideas of the things that he wants to do as well, and is not shy about sharing them. And so they always gelled really well. I remember this interview that they both did together on Word Balloon, and it was a lot of fun. And you could see they had a good time working together, and so it'd be neat to see that continue.
And it'll be on The Outsiders. Wah, wah.
Hey.
Oh, if they could make that readable.
Oh, snap.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. Hey, they had a couple of issues with Tomasi sort of in between things, and that was seemed to be going somewhere, and then no.
It's so sad because of the Batman or Bruce Wayne, The Road Home issue that was written by Mike W. Barr was so good.
Yeah.
And it's like, get him on the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
And can I have a mini rant?
By all means.
No, you may not, sir.
Warner Brothers, I want to punch you in the face.
Uh-oh.
In the face.
In the face. And let me explain why. When your other company, CNN, reveals something about comic book characters before anyone has a chance to go to the store and buy the book, you need to be punched in the balls. Sorry.
I thought it was the face. Make up your mind. You're skewing your points.
Yeah.
Both.
What did they reveal?
Ooh, that's a good one.
They were talking about the Bruce Wayne Road Home stuff.
Oh.
Where they reveal that Bruce Wayne was funding Batman the whole time, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, really? Why is this news, first of all?
Well, I didn't know that. Thanks.
Well, spoilers. Hello.
But
nice fucking job, Warner Brothers.
It's like when they revealed Captain America was dead before anyone had a chance to go out and get the issue.
What?
Like,
what? Captain America was dead?
Yeah, he's back. Don't worry. So, you know.
He's feeling much better now.
Yeah, he's much better. I'm not a witch. So, you know, I guess they just got tired of showing Christine O'Donnell on TV and they had to give something else space. So, I don't know. I don't get it.
So, I'm confused because obviously, it was always Bruce Wayne's money, and
oh, no, Bruce Wayne had a press conference in which he told the whole world he was funding Batman.
Yeah, it's Batman and Robin issue 16.
So it's sort of like
it's sort of like when Spidey said,
"I'm Spider-Man." Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
but not really.
In other not words, really. all this oops, could change sorry. Anytime now. All right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. I
it was just one of those. I'm on CNN. I'm following the election returns, and I get spoilers for my comics. Really?
How is
that's what
news?
You get for watching CNN.
I don't get how that was news. Yeah, like
it wasn't news. It was nothing.
Here's what's confusing me about the whole thing is like, was there not some other stuff going on?
Yeah, you there know, was a whole freaking election last week, and apparently they missed
it. That's what CNN wanted to report on.
Seriously.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good point, man. That's a good point. They're like, boy, we got to find something else to talk about. What else?
No, Christine O'Donnell loses the governorship of Delaware by, like, what, 36 points? And they gave her 15 minutes of speech time on CNN.
Well, that's because she's
the losing senator, and we're still here. I've been to 3 commercial breaks and 2 bathrooms, and what the hey?
Oh, but let's be fair.
Why were you going to 2 separate bathrooms?
It was a long night.
It's kind of weird, dude.
But let's face it, the reason that they at least you can understand why they put Christine O'Donnell, whether she lost or not, because they know that she's batshit crazy.
And they're just like,
she's got nothing left to lose.
She might go even crazier.
This is her third run. She'll run again.
She will. But you know, it's not going to stop her. Like they're like, good. Now she, you know, now the handlers aren't getting her to take it easy leading up to the vote. Not that they were doing a great job of that anyway. And it's like, man, she might just go nuts right here on the air. You know, any second she could just start smearing poop in her hair.
And I would like to thank the sane voters of Delaware a lot. Right now, thank you all.
Oh God! Well, I think that one, you know, as I heard a wise fellow say during a local election, there was a guy who was saying, you know, people don't win elections; they lose them. And you know, true. That one she lost pretty early. I think. I guess we don't have to worry about masturbation being outlawed, so it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you just have to worry about birth control being outlawed in Wisconsin.
Damn it, if it was outlawed, you could charge more for people to watch.
Wow, 17 minutes, folks. That's when it all fell off the rails.
I remember when masturbation used to be free, so I don't get this. So moving on.
Hey, so how about Legion 306?
I love Legion 306.
Matt, why
it's
don't
all,
you?
It's all Matt. Matt,
why don't you set us up with this one?
Oh, Legion 306, special spotlight on Starboy. Wow.
You're welcome.
probably my favorite Legion cover ever.
Yeah. Yes, it's an excellent cover.
Maybe even one of my top 5 covers of all time.
Wow.
Disco cover.
Really?
Disco cover.
I mean, it's just so cool the way he blends into the background.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing this years before Donna Troy did, so.
Exactly.
Whoever Donna Troy is. So.
When I picked this book out of the dollar bin, probably 15 years ago was the cover that cover that drew me to it.
Oh, definitely.
But, yeah.
He's all starry and wow.
And you can see the Polymer Shield.
And boyish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do love that you see these things like the Polymer Shield and just that view. And you see, like, again, it's Giffen's all about the Zippitone right now.
Oh yeah,
you know, again, we're in that ever evolving Keith Giffen style that has been, you know, just changing ever so much since issue 300. It was like I've been on this book for 10 issues now. Let's let's stretch it out some.
Yeah. A couple issues down the road, it's going to take another big left turn. And we may or may not discuss that sometime.
I think eventually it's inevitable.
I don't think we can fit that into our schedule.
I think it's inevitable at some point. Actually, with this issue, we will be taking a break from the. From the Levitt's Legion for some time, and it's as we wrap this up, we'll get into a bit of just sort of what this run has been.
Yeah. Well, this is written and plotted by Levitz and Giffen, and Giffen did the pencils, and Malstadt did the inks, with special thanks to Kurt Swan as a guest penciler on the flashback sequences. John Costanza, letterer, Carl Gafford, colorist, and Karen Berger, editor.
You know what the cool thing is?
What?
There's a Saturday morning cartoon thing in here.
I can't. Oh yeah.
I think that I'll tell you one thing though. I think having and I guess we had a bit of this in the issue where they flash back to the Green Lantern stuff. In that having that consistent inker throughout, it made Giffen and Bender's pencils in that issue not seem that different. And Bender again was kind of doing his John Fort impression, but that common inker, and I find that works in here too. Like the Swan stuff, it's not that jarring against where Giffen's at, and I think that's Malstedt kind of smoothing that difference a bit.
Yeah, definitely. But as I said, the issue is Born Under a Lucky Star, and it starts out with Wildfire and Starboy sitting outside complaining. And I love that Tom is using his old costume basically as pajamas.
Seriously.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Underoos or Funderwear.
and you know what I've never noticed until you mentioned that is that the sleeves are frayed.
Cut them off.
Yeah, yep. It is that old costume. At first I thought, oh, he got something that's similar to the old costume, but then I see that and it's like, no, that's totally the old costume.
Yep.
Nice.
Quit grousing, Starboy. No, my relationship with Dream Girl has gone straight downhill since she got elected leader, Wildfire. I'm casting the first vote in the election of 29A3 AD, and it's going to Ultra Boy. Dun, dun, dun.
Ooh, we have election shenanigans.
There we go. Yes.
And remember to vote.
Oh, yeah.
The election's Earth, closing soon.
I was going to get to that, but then we started talking about Christine O'Donnell, Robin poop in her hair. Let's make sure we touch on the election at the end as well.
Yes.
Vote. Hello, Wolf. I can see people masturbating from my house. It's disgusting.
Vote for Gates. The website doesn't work for anyone else.
Cheaty muffins.
The desperate act of a desperate man there, folks.
It looks like they're drinking lemonade or something else with a lemon on the, or some kind of fruit on the pitcher.
Some fruit drink.
Yeah. Wildfires. Look, maybe your lady has been giving you a rough time, but that's how it goes. I don't have to like it. No, but voting against Dreamy won't solve anything. I think she's done a decent job as a leader and deserves another shot. I'm voting for her. You're not kidding. Uh-oh. I should have known. She wouldn't have run again unless her power of foretelling the future predicted she'd win. Besides, last time she beat both Element Lad and Ultra Boy, and this time Element Lad isn't even running. She'll be a shoo-in. You can't fight fate, Wildfire. I should have learned that by now.
I pity the fool that fights fate.
Exactly.
Dr. Fate, that is.
Dr. Fate. Now we get Tom's history. My whole life's been like this, a string of one bit bad luck after another. I wonder how it feels to have been born normal. He was born on a floating observatory in the middle of space where his folks could get a clear view of the stars. And he said he used to kid them that they spent more time looking at comets than at him, but that's not really fair. His birth was definitely the big event in the life of Frid and Mirakauer, their little baby boy, Tom. He was the center of their universe. Oh, it looks like he's wearing Duo Damsel's old outfit.
Exactly. Either that or he borrowed something from the Tornado Twins.
Yeah, really. That was the center of their universe and nearly the end of their lives, the first time I used my powers. As being born in the Somehow, being born in the unique environment gave me the power to draw mass from the stars and temporarily induce it into any object, or simply put, make things super heavy.
And so he's like a mutant.
He's a stinking mutant.
Oh, hey, that's harsh. He's
a lousy mutie.
The first thing he made super heavy was the observatory itself. And he sent it crashing down to, I'm assuming it's Xanthu.
Right.
But
yeah, I guess it's living, yeah.
Uh-huh. His parents kind of freak out as the, obviously, as the observatory is crashing. And his mom says, wasn't there anything he could do, Fred? It was so weird, Mary. The whole place became so heavy, even though we were outside the range of the planet's gravity. I couldn't save it. Do you see the funny little gesture Tom made right before we? Mira, you don't think he had anything to do with the crash, did you? I don't know, Fred. I just don't know. Ooh. They sure found out, though. The doctors picked me apart and figured out how my power worked. One guy made me a research study for his thesis. Poor Tom.
Bum, bum, bum.
He should have watched them Saturday morning cartoons.
He should have, exactly. Especially on ABC.
Exactly. It starts September 10th, you know, 1983. Watch for Menudo.
Man. Menudo. Oh, right?
Menudo.
Which one's Ricky?
You can watch Ricky Martin.
Ricky is the one in the middle left.
He's a really young looking one, yeah.
Wow. Yes.
Because they kicked them out when they turned 16.
Right,
or
it was
17.
Like as soon as their voices broke or something like that.
Yeah.
Logan's wrong.
Yeah, Logan's wrong.
You know, I'm looking at this lineup and I don't think I watched any of these. I think I may have seen Rubik the Amazing Cube once or twice.
Yeah, everyone had like 80s fad craze back then on TV.
Yeah, well, because I think I was pretty much out by this point because I don't ever remember the Munchie She cartoon or watching the Pac-Man cartoon.
No, I watched Pac-Man.
I saw that a couple times. Yeah,
and I remember Munchie
enjoying
Chi.
It.
Munchie She was kind of dull. So
I don't even know if I remember the Little Rascals cartoon. And so that tells me that, I was pretty much not watching any of them at this point, or at least not the ABC ones. Perhaps
I watched the Littles.
I remember the Littles.
I think I was more or less an NBC guy at this point.
Yeah.
Because they had the rockin' lineup.
Oh, yeah, the Smurfs. Woo.
We'll get to that later. No, after the Smurfs. It all kicked into gear after the Smurfs. But we'll get to that.
The problem here is they showed like 4 hours of the Smurfs, it seemed. It was like it would never end.
Luckily, it was the Smurfs and the Smurfs were awesome.
Yeah.
They're just like the Legion.
Yeah.
Like they're all different power. They all have their different things. No duplication.
Oh,
and
yeah. You know,
that
I'm looking at it.
At least two of them's got to be gay because there's Vanity and there's Hefty. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will get to those later. And you're right. Absolutely right, Scott. That is exactly where I was watching. And that's why I don't recognize any of this.
Yeah. That's what I was just thinking to myself, too.
Yeah. Okay.
There you go. Carry on.
Must have been one hell of a childhood. I saw the inside of every doctor's office on Xanthu. I even started to think the word freak was made specially for me. Sheesh. It took them that long to figure out their one superpower? No. They enjoyed studying it as a curiosity. And, this is a really cool panel. With his face blending into the space. Meanwhile, I was learning how to control my power, of course, so that I didn't destroy more things as I grew up. But it wasn't the sort of superpower that makes anybody think you're destined to be a world-saving hero. Yeah, I can see that, but you've done okay with it. Once I got away from Xanthu and got hooked up with the Legion, did I ever tell you that story? No.
This is really great panel layout from Giffen.
Because
I mean, it's just a conversation. But it's just like he's following like the 21...
He really is, isn't he?
The Wally Wood, the 21 different ways to show a conversation.
There are 22 panels that work. 22
panels
like
that always work. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know, the other thing I noticed about this, and you're absolutely right, Scott, that I didn't even think of it that way, but you're totally right. Like, this is a textbook application of that.
Yeah.
But there's also the fact that he's doing so much with light and dark.
Mm-hmm.
And that use of light and dark that he's got, it really sort of leads us into where he's going with his style.
Well, it's hard to do a comic book that's mostly exposition, you know? It's two characters sitting. How do you make that interesting? You know, and,
needs more foreheads.
Yeah, exactly. A lot more forehead, please.
Tom was 16 years old and running away looking for a place where I wouldn't be a freak.
Just got kicked out of Menudo.
And he blew it. Yeah, he got
living
replaced.
In the closet. Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. Packed up everything, stole his dad's spaceship and flew off and piloted his ship straight into the tail of a comet. It's glowing. It loses control of his ship and boom, crashes it right down in front of his parents' house.
Busted.
And of course, this will inspire another Legion character to gain superpowers.
Oh, totally to the sea speed, Starshine. Oh,
yeah. Right.
But it actually works out for her.
Well,
kind of. But he's unhurt, and he's becoming vulnerable, and
he's basically Superboy Plus.
Yep, basic.
Yeah,
it took him out to figure out all my new powers, but they included flying, super strength, heat vision. It was obvious where I belong now, so I came to Earth and joined the Legion. This is Venture 282, where. He became Lana's boyfriend to make Superboy jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Aw, good times.
That's how Lana rolls.
Yep, and Lana called someone else a hussy.
I remember that.
You hussy! Oh. You
hussy. Oh.
Now, of course, they don't even mention that in here, but... I think they
but
were trying
we
to
did in a previous episode. I believe.
That's right. Yes. I think they were trying to distance themselves from the
Insect Queen.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. But then Wildfire interrupts this story because more votes are coming in, and Donnie is not doing very well, and that takes Tom by surprise. There's write-in votes for Element Lad. And so Element Lad and Ultra Boy have 3 votes each and 1 for Dreamy. Yeah, still. Those guys never liked Dream Girl anyway. She'll still win. This won't work out for me. Nothing does. Not even joining the Legion.
You know,
you need to insert some Debbie Downer sound effects. But he came on board as the team's 13th member, true to form, and get the luck you'd expect. Just after one case where I got Superboy to go back to me with Xanthu, I was sent off on a special mission. Got the job because I was the Legion's most powerful member. As we mentioned, for Legion number 282, got sent to Takran Galtos before it was a prison world. And it's just supposed to be the science police's main base for their training academy with a small prison attached. But there was a prison break, and the prisoners managed to take the science police hostage and move it or lose it, S-Pig.
S-Pig.
That's awesome.
Space Piggy?
What's the matter? Don't like working, officer? What a shame. Get those crates of guns where they belong. These morons don't even realize what they have here. It's an arsenal of weapons that could burn half the galaxy. They won't get a chance to use them, Lieutenant Zendak.
Woo, Zendak! Look at the hair on that guy.
Oh, Zendak.
Yeah. You're quite a fan of theirs, Gigi. But be realistic. They wouldn't dare come here. No one's going to rescue us and risk the Stugs using the weapons in their arsenal.
One thing, you know, just to note, I mean, this is the first time we've seen Gigi sort of out of the context that we've been getting to know her in as mm-hmm. as Siobhan's pal, basically.
Yeah.
And I know my feeling on things at the time had been that you know, Gigi was even newer than Siobhan. So, you know, my thought was that she was kind of the rookie. But then we saw this, and this was the first time, and then we would see, you know, more examples of this later on.
Yep, because
she'd been around for a while.
Yeah, she was Ultra Boy's buddy. Not Ultra Boy, Colossal Boy.
Colossal Boy, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
Colossal Boy.
Mm-hmm. But, well,
buddy, you know.
Yeah.
I know.
And Zendex, trust me, this is your first week in the Science Police, but I've been through rough spots before, and as the commander always counts on the people on the spot to solve the problem. How? Zendex doesn't have any answers for that. I grew my hair
like this to cover my missing ear.
Yeah, really.
From the last time I had to solve a problem. Some guy just cut it right off me and danced. He was dancing with it.
My.
I may not be reading the same comics you guys are.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Scott,
that sounds more like a Doom Patrol issue.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck in the middle there, sir.
Oh, yes.
Ba-dum-bum.
I don't know why I came here tonight.
Because you love us.
Carry on.
Yeah, clowns to the left, me, jokers to the right.
Cosmic Boy was a Legion leader back then, and he wasn't the type to wait for clearance to go in, so I was summarily volunteered as a one-man mission. It made sense. I was the strongest Legionnaire, and only one in the 30th century who wouldn't be affected by any of the weapons the prisoners grabbed. So I took a trick from my own book, crash landed just like I'd done on my dad's front lawn. Reception this time was a little cooler, though. And he does not look very good. He's hobbling around and he passes out in front of him.
Nice job.
Apparently he's doing the Kramer pull in when he lands there. So
yeah.
Oh.
Hey, you kids, get off my parking lot. I think that was in the pre-show, so that joke.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't sure when we started.
Yeah.
It happened on Seinfeld. Y'all go watch it. Okay.
There you go.
But Starboy gets tossed over with the Science Police. And, are you okay? That was some crash. I'm fine, but don't tell the guards. My name's Starboy. I'm a Legionnaire. I'm here to help. Oh, wow. I told you, Lieutenant. Shh. Be quiet, GG. The Arsenal's a real danger, Starboy. Yeah. Shut up. I told Zendak I would try, but I figured I had to sneak up on the crooks to pull it off without anyone getting hurt. And then he got a free ticket in. And it's the... prisoners are taking him into the hideout, and one of them pistol whips Gigi.
Oh, pistol whips Gigi right in the face.
Damn.
It's cold.
Now, wait a second. Levitt's always based her on his wife. What was he trying to work out there?
She was giving him hell about those bookshelves. And shut it, woman.
I'm a publisher. Anyway.
And he felt like crushing skulls, but took my anger out on a rock I picked up. I couldn't give away my secret powers until I got close to the Arsenal. And then you back to the present day. Then you grabbed the biggies who ramrodded the prison breakout and made into oatmeal, right? Not quite. It was actually a little more votes coming in. And Dreamy's caught up. 4 votes for... her and Ultra Boy, and those 3 stupid write-ins for Element Lad. Why didn't they vote for Ultra Boy instead? Dreamy's got it locked up. This is another cool panel with Tom's face reflected in Wildfire's helmet.
It's kind of neat, yeah.
He's doing that a lot in this issue, yeah. Just to switch it up.
Yeah, again, he's playing with reflection. It's a fucking head issue, man.
Yeah, the saga.
There it is.
Gotta change Wildfire's name.
Anybody ever tell you you're a real pessimist kid? Try realist Wildfire. You were never in love with a gal who could predict your every action. Where you trust me, no one ever wins anything Nura now wants. Okay, your lady stuff.
Also,
stuck.
I have the crabs.
Oh, snap. Space crabs.
Oh, space crab. They escaped from a zoo.
take a drink.
Hey!
They were drawn by John, so they're giant.
Ouch.
Space crabs. Ugh.
But at least she loves you and you're together, right? I suppose. When we get the chance to be together, mostly though, my luck runs just like it did the day in Thacker and Galtos. And it's like in this issue when it's up to Wildfire to be the optimist.
Seriously.
Yeah,
he just
seriously.
Exploded a couple issues ago.
Yeah, his woman's out on a space hippie voyage and to find herself.
Yeah, herself. And her
bow, make it like
they
a DJ.
They should watch these NBC Saturday morning cartoons.
Indeed, that as I was. True.
Yeah, these were indeed where it was at.
Seriously? Friggin' chipmunks? Come on. Wait. I was all over the Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends and the Hulk.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Thundar? Come on, Thundar was now Thundar had been on for a couple of years at this point, and and it was one of those ones where you know usually you saw them kind of flatten out by the second season, but Thundar stayed awesome. And
it's like look at you can't say that He-Man didn't rip that off.
No, seriously, that's a total He-Man rip off there. Total.
Tell me that wasn't some Kirby design work either.
Oh, it was so
look
was.
At that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think it was Alex Toth actually who designed.
Yeah,
I know he designed the characters, but I think at this time Kirby was doing a lot of work for them as well.
Oh, it
could be that promo image there.
Look at the shading on his arm
not
in the foreground.
Kirby, it's someone who really likes
the shading on the foreskin. Excuse me, what?
On the forearm.
Oh.
Yeah, that is a Kirby arm.
Yeah.
Not the four babies arm.
Yeah. Now Ookla the Mock may be getting a good look at the.
I think Ookla is a chewy.
The Barbaria buns.
And what was it? Ariel was the princess, right?
Ariel, the princess. Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. I love that show.
When did Masters of the Universe debut? 85, 86?
86, yeah.
No, it wasn't that late. No way.
No, I think She-Ra was 85. I think He-Man was.
Okay, 80. So it would have been like 84 then.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when it came out in, because it wasn't. It was around this time, but let's remember that Thundar had been on for a couple of years.
Right.
I'll do some searching. You guys keep talking.
Yeah, because remember we'd seen them in. We saw the preview into it, what issue was that in?
The DC Comics Presents one.
Yeah. Thundar was 1980.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what was that a DC Comics Presents that had the He-Man?
Yeah, well, it was
40-something?
36?
36 was the Whatever Happened to Starman issue.
Yeah, that was 37.
Oh, 37, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
It was around there, the 20s
there, or 30s. Yeah, there was... But didn't we... Like, wasn't it in an issue that we reviewed, the preview?
Yeah.
Because I remember when we talked, I remember us talking about it at the time.
Yeah, Thundar was 80 and He-Man was 83.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
All
right, there we go.
So She-Ra is the 85, 86.
Yeah, so, yeah, He-Man was coming out right around this time. Yeah.
And, of course, they had that really interesting movie back in 87.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Hey, which was a New Gods movie if there ever was one.
Boy,
totally. Yeah, really.
Without a doubt.
Yep, She-Ra 85, so there you go. That's how it rolls.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the Mr. T cartoon. I used to love me some Mr. T cartoon.
Seriously.
With his
we can't tell. We can't tell.
He was talking they had him on Stern recently and they were actually asking him about the cartoon. And and it was, you know, and he was talking about how much he enjoyed doing the cartoon because, you know, it was working with kids and everything. And so
like it for the kids.
Exactly. And oh man, I could just listen to the guy for ages. He cracks me up.
Got the jazz. Mr. T. dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, David Hasselhoff never had a cartoon, so yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe in Germany.
It was on Spidey.
Probably in Germany. Yeah, he did. They worship over there.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Would have cheered Starboy up some anyway.
Yeah, yes, really.
Exactly.
Because he could use some cheering up in about a page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the prisoners decide to
rough him up a bit.
Rough him up a bit, and he realizes that he's getting hurt. So his powers, his new found powers, are gone. So he figures the only thing that he can do is use his natural powers and pull the whole building down on top of them.
Nice.
Himself included.
Kathoom!
Take a drink.
And then he is seen in a full body cast.
He looks like Negative Man.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. this explains
why. He is being negative, so
that's true. There you go.
Yeah, true. Indeed. This explains why after that first appearance, he wasn't seen for a long time.
Long time.
Nice, nice.
And Saturn Girl comes in to visit him and says, "You're getting an LSH commendation for your actions, Starboy. And as the team's new leader, I'd like to invite you to stay. Once you master your ability to make things super heady, we need you.
Super heavy. Wait, is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull in 1985? Sorry.
It was a Back to the Future weekend for everyone.
Exactly.
You keep saying that. Where is that kid?
It took him months to heal and longer to figure out how to use his power. It stayed on detached duty until had it down pat and missed most of Saturn Girl's first term as leader. Speaking of leaders, more votes.
Hey.
Now we've got 6 for Ultra Boy, 5 for Dreamy, and 5 for Element Lad. Come on. He's only a write-in. Maybe he did a great job spotting the phony shrinking violet and saving the real one, but how many more folks are going to spontaneously get the idea of voting for him?
Well,
you're really afraid the Dream Girl will win, aren't you? Sheesh. Look, you got to understand how I feel about the lady. I fell in love with her the first day I saw her. Today she applied for Legion membership. The
Flashback Flora
versus the Constitution. she joined up because she had seen the Legionnaires dying in a shuttle accident, but little did she know that she'd just seen one of their
shuttle filled of android duplicates.
Yes, their shuttle filled of android duplicates.
You know, like they do.
And while she was there, she changed Lightning Lass's powers, changing her into Light Lass, and now she's not duplicating her brother's powers anymore, but she's got to leave since she joined the Legion by a trick. And you know, Nora, she is a stickler for the Constitution.
That's right. She's all about the rules. She's the Martha Stewart of the Legion.
Oh, I don't want Martha Stewart to ever be in her outfit. Okay, let's scour that image from our eyeballs.
Martha Stewart's topless Christmas special.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Get some swing in both ways.
You know, she's with the Vienna Boys Choir.
Dream Girl, I'll never forget you. Will you come back someday?
What Maybe. You mean to say is, choke.
Yes, choke. Maybe if I perfect my time sight powers further. And Sergeant Rock toys again.
Yay. River Sergeant Commando Rock. Patrol playset.
Oh. I think I had the machine gun nest.
Nice.
Yep.
Sergeant Rock was actually on Brave and the Bold this past week.
Oh, haven't seen
what?
It.
What?
I can't wait for 5 years till I get to see that.
Oh.
Sergeant Rock.
Wait, that's Mr. T. Never mind.
Wrong one. Sergeant Rock and Mr. T crossover.
Oh, God,
that would be so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That would kick more ass than a man's entitled to.
I pity the fool called me a gold brick.
Yeah. Guest starring Chuck Norris.
Damn.
And his Karate Commandos.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Special guest star, Betty White.
Write this cartoon now. Tom and Nora saw more of each other, and she didn't walk out of my life, though. We saw more of each other, and our lives grew entwined. My luck stayed the same, though, and he's hanging out with Jan Barth, and it's because he's sad and he went to visit his parents, but uh-oh, there's a ship approaching. Maybe they're coming back, but it's good old Ken's new whore from Adventure 342. Mm-hmm. He just zaps Jan Barth. That was cold-blooded murder. And yeah, Ken's is there to kill Tom because Dream Girl's in love with
himself.
Huh?
He wants Dream Girl for himself.
Dream Girl for himself, but she won't get with him because she
he didn't put a ring on it.
Yes.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yes.
Right. I know how this works. I've heard the story.
All the single ladies.
You're insane. And but blasts his powers at Ken's, but his shield reflects it back on him. And he finally felt what his powers felt like, and he felt like he was doomed. And
doom is upon you all.
He picks up Jan Barth's gun and zap.
Oh, zorches him.
He killed him.
Be zorched right in the chest.
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh.
He was
nothing quick. Says death like a sucking chest wound. So
nose.
He was cleared by the science police, but the Legion still put him on trial since killing is against their code. And who's the biggest stickler of the Legion code? Their number one witness, Dream Girl, saw it all. Starboy acted only in self-defense to save his life. Next witness. And Brady shows all the different ways that Tom could have taken out Ken's without killing him. And Tom realizes that he could have, and so he was expelled. And I'm through as a Legionnaire, Dream Girl. I'm all alone. You're not alone, Starboy. I joined the Legion of Substitute Heroes, and they want you too.
Yay, Substitute Heroes.
Woo!
They'll take anyone.
Pretty much.
And
that's how we got Scott, you know.
Hey.
Damn.
Good one.
That was kind of mean.
That was a good one, though.
And now they've got the word balloons mixed up with these heads.
Yes.
I didn't know you guys were in the subs together.
Strange because it was me.
Nothing like being on the same team. You ought to study the Howl Files for fellow Legionnaires, Wildfire. You'd be amazed what you could learn. And just hang out with Block and Timberwolf. They're always watching them.
Block will tell you everything you need to know.
He won't understand it, though.
No. Yeah. I don't need a Howl File to tell me to see her eyes making a beeline for the monitor board every second. Starboy, be calm. Yeah, Wildfire saying, be calm.
You've got to chill.
Chill out, fool.
I want this to be over, Wildfire. You're out of luck, buddy. The only votes left are the ones due in from the team Dreamy took with her on that hotshot diplomatic mission. They might not come in tonight, hyperwave silence and all. You're so encouraging. I call him like I see him, pal. But now we get to see some adventures that Tom and Nora had in the subs that we never saw.
Nice. You know what this issue is missing? Wildfire obviously can't, but it's missing Wildfire and Starboy sharing a doobie. That's what this conversation is missing.
Hey, you know what I'm saying, people? We don't know what's in that drink that they
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, he's drinking the margaritas and he's
trying to get him drunk. Oh no.
How does Wildfire even drink? Can he even drink?
He doesn't.
No. So he just holds the glass and pretends.
Does Tom he? Forces him to watch him drink.
Yeah, get drunk.
He does a lot of lot of like human stuff that he really can't do, kind of to remind himself that he was human. So,
come on, Wildfire, you're gonna get drunk with me. I can't get drunk with you.
I'm actually looking to see if they did put a drink in his hand, and it doesn't look like it.
No, they did. It doesn't look like it.
Okay,
that would have been funny.
It's like Metamorpho growing teeth. What's the point? You know. You can just reform them tomorrow anyway. So, the ultimate dental protection plan. So,
they foil some bank robberies, and Tom was a big star of the subs because he's the only one who had belonged to the real Legion.
He was in the majors.
Yes. Yep, he was in the big leagues. And now we get the... And it all ended when I was called back to the real action. Earth had been surrounded by a kryptonite cloud, so Superboy and Supergirl had to temporarily resign, and they were replaced by Surprise and Mysterious. Weird, right? It was a plot. Not the Green K, but the funny names. Dreamy and I came back into the LSH as Surprise and Mysterious without anyone knowing who we were, thanks to two stupid-looking lead suits.
And he's got that right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But hey, Mon-El's got a better-looking suit. He had that stupid-looking one.
That's true.
That garnered him the sympathy vote.
That's right.
We proved our worth, even kept everyone figuring out what our powers were. When Superboy and Supergirl came back after the cloud was taken care of, we were allowed to stay on the team in our real identities. The membership had changed enough that there were a majority in favor of reversing my conviction.
Now, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that there's sort of fertile ground to be trod upon in the idea of the which ones were against them and just wanted them out?
Mm.
And are we seeing that reflected in the votes as leadership votes come in?
Mm.
Well, I mean, the only thing that was big that had happened at this time was that Karate Kid, Feralad, and Projectra had rejoined.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It might have been just it was a really close vote. And, well, we know which side Projectra comes down on killing people. Mm-hmm. So... Yeah. You know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's not that far of a leap if they were at one vote to assume that it did get flipped in the interim.
Right.
Plus, Superboy and Supergirl weren't officially members, so couldn't vote. And, you know, they were against killing. So, you know, it's possible that enough of it had flipped to cause.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Good point. But and another cool panel, we see the memory reflected in Tom's own head.
Mm-hmm.
Dreamy wanted back into the Legion, and I went with her. She loves the glamour, the excitement, and since she's been leader, she's been more preoccupied with us than ever. Oh, Wildfire can't take any more, and zap.
What you going, fool?
You love it too, or you wouldn't be here. Besides, your precious votes are coming in. And... the final tally. Okay,
who's that symbol for, the first one?
Isn't that Block?
I thought Block was a square. Well, that might have been Block's original.
Oh, no, you could be right.
It looks like a chain or something.
Yeah, that was Block's early symbol.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Back in his red and blue pants days.
Yeah.
Back before they put the little block on the angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
And she lost. What do you know? Element Lad finally made it when he wasn't even went running. And Tom, yeah! She just powers straight up and boom! Zoom.
Oops.
Idiot. Huh? You nearly got somebody. He hurt shooting your power off wild like that. You hit a flying billboard. It might have crashed on someone's head if I hadn't blasted it. Sorry.
again, Wildfire is the voice of reason in this.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. Just wow.
No harm done. RJ Brand can afford to reimburse the advertising agency for their toy. You know something, Wildfire? This has been a great night. I think my luck might have finally turned around.
Plus, so that's totally wasted.
So, Chemo Suave.
Well, they can go off to Ventura and get their snuggling time.
Huh. Exactly. Exactly.
So she's deputy, so... Hmm. Oops.
So is that how they determine deputy? It's whoever gets the second most votes?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, so...
this is actually the first issue, I think, where they showed us how people voted.
That exactly. So Element Lad, actually, it was a fair margin. He received 77 votes. Dream Girl received 52. Ultra 52. Boy received 40. Brainy received 37. Sunboy, 36. Dawnstar, 32. Timberwolf, 30. Phantom Girl, only 29.
It's been 20 years. Let it go.
Yeah. Wildfire, 24. Block and Mon-El, 22 each. Cosmic Boy and Shadowlast, 21 each. Saturn Girl and Starboy, 16 each. Chameleon Boy, 13. White Witch, 12. Colossal Boy, 11. Even the White Witch beat him.
No.
Invisible Kid, 10. Shrinking Violet, 8. And Lightning Lad, 6. Wow.
Lightning Lad, wow.
People did not want to go back to the to the Jerry Conway days, clearly.
Yes.
No.
Oh, man.
No. Lightning Lad's term has been done, and it's over now.
Yeah.
And Lightning Lad, I think, only was elected because Wildfire had been elected, and he was a fresh new member when he was elected.
Yeah.
And yeah, everyone, like, about that. Everyone began to go, what about Lightning Lad? He's one of the founders. Come on.
Yeah,
let's elect him. They started a campaign for him. So, And then he went all sparkly with the power.
Oh, man. So there's an interesting thing in the meanwhile column. Just talking.
Of course there is.
Of course. Yeah.
It's his other wife.
But no, they get into just talking about sort of, you know, where the money spent on a comic goes, and they talk about how DC gets about, you know, and this was on a 60-cent comic back in the day, and they would get about 25% or 25 cents on average of that 60 cents, and then talking about how it sort of got split up, and that 25 cents paid for the efforts of the writer, the artist, the letterers, the colorists, the editor, the production staff, the sales and promotion staff, the engraver, the paper supplier, the printer, the office staff, and the shippers.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You can see why books got canceled easily.
Yep.
And those costs, of course, have not gone down at all. It's just interesting seeing sort of people complaining about prices, because this is around when...
It was going to go to 75 in a heartbeat here.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, this issue was 75 cents, and so this was an answer to a letter from someone who had said that, you know, he'd just read the letter, and then it said about the idea that both Marvel, DC, and the independents are coming out with more and more titles in special formats, talking about Baxter, Mando, graphic novels, and miniseries, and the price of these special formats range from 25 cents all the way up to an appalling $5.95 for a graphic novel.
Did I write that letter? Because if so, I apologize to everyone.
But he says, what I want to discuss is reports that over the summer, regular 60-cent comics are going to be hiked up to 75 cents. And hey, you know what? We were feeling the pain because this one, if you look on the cover here, this one was costing, if Scott 95. And I were buying this off the stand in the day, it was almost a shiny dollar.
Ooh,
95 cents.
Yeah, although it was a paper dollar at the time, but it, you know.
Not a loony.
No, that didn't come until much later. But
okay. That wasn't until 89?
Something like that. Maybe. Yeah. So they were complaining about this kind of cost change, and you know, the face of dollar comics were only a couple of years before, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's just interesting considering all of the thoughts that have been going around about pricing of comics these days, and this is, you know, what certainly with DC pulling back to $2.99, it's the first time that's happened in a long time.
Is the first time I've ever noticed it going in reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
Ever. But again, thank you DC, because wow.
Because Marvel sure as heck
ain't doing much in that respect for us.
No. This is, my budget's been so tight, I've had to really pick and choose.
Yeah.
And things that I normally would hang on to through the bad times, I've had to drop because, well, you know, if I don't feel like I'm getting my $3.99 out of it, you know, two comics is a movie. You know, two comics is, you know, lunch at work. Two comics is, you know, it's no longer two comics is change that I won't miss anymore.
Exactly.
So, you know.
Yeah, I think I was doing the math the other day, and I'm currently only reading 3 Marvel books.
Math is hard.
Yeah. I
reading, you know, X-Factor, The Stand, and the Chris Samney Thor book.
Yeah, you're right about the, you know, I'm reading 4, and it's the Stand is one of them, and that Thor the Mighty Avenger is another one, because man, that's a cool book. It's those two and okay, no, it's more than that. Never mind.
Plus, they keep canceling the ones that I would buy.
Yeah, like, well, you know, because I think
Agents of Atlas.
Finally sort of phasing out the whole Avengers thing, and he had me for a while with the text pieces that he was doing, because I just wasn't sure how and when that was going to be collected. And then I thought, they'll collect it. They're going to collect it. And I'll just grab it then. And the sort of the oral history of the Avengers. But yeah, and then it's just the, so those two are pretty, yeah. Those two are pretty much done. And then it's Fantastic Four and S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So it's, but.
Oral history.
Good God.
Yes, we are prepubescent folks.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But it's become a lot easier to drop stuff with those changes. You know, it kind of eliminates the sentimentality of the but the run won't be complete, because now it's just like, I don't care. You know,
I don't care anymore.
Now when there's a creative team changing and it's like, I don't think I'm going to enjoy that, so I'm not going to waste my time with it. Boom, done. And I find I've been a lot more cavalier with those. I don't know if cavalier is the word. Chopping block has become much more well worn.
Yeah. see for me, you know, I used to work for the Rat, you know, and we were always taught that our competition was everyone.
Yeah.
For those dollars, it wasn't just other theme parks, and it just wasn't other entertainment entities. It was everyone. You got to compete with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone is your competition. And if I think my money's not, you know, then I'm going to stop going there. You know, it's just the way it is right now, especially when people are feeling the pain. That's why Starbucks has shrunk by leaps and bounds. You know, you can go actually a mile without seeing one now in urban centers. It's amazing. So, you know, people aren't dropping $5.95 for a grande latte anymore.
Because that's like a comic book and a half.
Thank you. Yeah. So, you know.
But no,
I'm very happy with that decision, and thank you all for doing it. Thank you all.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, it was realizing that there was something that needed to be done, and now how that's going to work for them is entirely different. But putting the effort forward, you know, it's.
I think that's going to get them more people actually, because they're actually showing that they are.
I hope so.
In touch with what's going on out there, and they've listened to people say,
"Yeah,
you know, I would love to buy your books, but I just can't afford 15 books a month or 20 books a month at $3.99 a piece."
If nothing else, it bought them a lot of goodwill.
Exactly. Yeah.
And in an industry that can use goodwill in a big way. So it was a smart move, I think.
Indeed. either that or Dan Didio was visited by 3 ghosts last Christmas. So one of the two.
Darren, were you breaking into his apartment again?
I can't say anything without a lawyer present.
All right. Well, let's wrap this one up then, shall we?
Remember to vote.
Oh yeah. Okay. Legion election. Remember to vote.
November 10th.
You have until Wednesday.
That's right. So you have until Wednesday. Still a couple. Yep. get in there and give your vote.
You have until Wednesday to vote for Gates. You have till the weekend for everyone else.
Phantom Girl. Phantom Girl. So we're done with the Levitron for a little bit. We'll have a break with the retro review, and then we're gonna
exist.
Oh man! And then we're gonna get into some three boot action. But some general thoughts on let's just thinking of the run since 300. What are your thoughts?
Well, it's wrapping up things that were going on at the beginning of his run with Violet's story and Cam getting his powers back and all those pieces coming back into more of an equilibrium, and then things have started to ramp up again with other things that you have no idea where they're going, like the Sun Emperor appearance last issue. Yeah. So it's one of those things Lightning Lord showing up. You're like, what's up with that? Yeah, there are pieces always on the chessboard with him, and they're constantly moving. So that's what I appreciate the most.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of forward motion on story. You know, he's really been doing.
We should wrap this up.
But no, I think he's been doing a great job of making some forward motion on story here. But also, it's just that evolution of Giffen's style has been fascinating. You know, in just six issues, we've seen his style go. And he's not nearly done yet, he's made some real crazy changes. You know, like
he has 6 years to go.
Oh yeah, but he got into those big blocky faces in the Lightning Lord issue. You know, where the faces all seem just a little bit wider and that sort of thing, but still very hyper detailed. And we've seen him pull back a little bit on that detail. And it's interesting because you know it was. We saw sort of a different style when he was inked by Dave Hunt in 295, and you know it was a sort of a sleeker style. But you know this is all stuff with Malstedt, and it's been a sea change in his style. So Scott, you had something to add? Just
he has nothing to add. Let's move on.
Nothing to see here.
See, it's fear. It's all about fear with you guys. You're afraid of the change that could happen if we elect the right leader.
Ain't no change going to be happening with you.
That's fine.
Hey, it's all because the guy...
If you want your vote to matter, vote for Earth, man. If you don't, you want to throw it away, go ahead. That is your right as a citizen and as a Legion fan. So I will never, ever take that right away from someone. So
there you go.
Do as you will.
Except for the non-species once elected. Yeah.
Well, that goes without saying, really. I mean, Key.
There you go.
See? All right. All right, then. Let's wrap up, then. Anyone else got anything to add about the this part of the Lovitz run? We're good?
Good.
All right, then. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join us over at the forum. That is forum.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. You can follow us on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. We're also on the Facebook as Legion of Substitute Podcasters. Just type that into the search bar, and it'll take you right to us. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. in addition to all that, you can also head on over to our website, that is legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this and any other episode that you see fit. And we would love to hear from you there, because there's always some interesting stuff being said there as well. And with that, we climb back into the time bubble, and we travel all the way back to the 21st century, and we will see you all next week.
Woohoo! Boing.